Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us right now over the phone, we have Representative Christine Watkins, and it has been a couple of weeks since we've talked to Christine. I know it's a very busy time right now throughout the state, and so Christine, I always appreciate the time. Thank you again for making time for us today.
Well, I'm glad to be able to talk to you this morning.
Have things, I guess, settled down a little bit for you guys? I know the last time we had talked, we were going over some of the initiatives and some of the plans that were presented out to the state. I mean, have things settled down at all?
No. And I'm sure that's no big surprise for anybody, because I don't, other than the fact that we're all told to stay home, I'm not going to think for a minute that things have settled down as we watch friends and neighbors struggle with work and whether they go to work. Does their work even exist anymore? So, I was telling my husband, I have this phone call at this time, and then an hour later I have another phone conference, and then 2 hours later I have this. So I'm not going anywhere, but I'm still very active in phone conferences and what's going on, very specifically in the state.
Well, let's get into some of the big topics, and we can start right off of the top. It's tax due dates, right? This is big for people throughout the state of Utah because, yes, there are still people that have not done their taxes. Even though we're nearing that midway point in April, this whole pandemic has kind of changed that process.
Right. The federal government pretty early on changed the filing date to July 15th. Because of the virus and allowing people to have that time to get things done as they deal with the kind of day-to-day craziness that we're dealing with. And so a lot of people have wondered, does the state still have the April 15th deadline? No, we are going to be exactly the same as the federal government. It will be July 15th. And so, but as you and I talked off online, if you are owed money, I'm sure you've been out there getting them done and been waiting for that deposit or check, however you get it. And even those who owe, sometimes you want to kind of know in advance what you're going to be owing so you can gather together your resources. So we have that. And because of that change, it puts our state finances, our budget, it kind of makes things go topsy-turvy. It's one of the big things that we do as a legislature and between the House and the Senate, and that is we balance our budget. And so we had that all done. Everything was great. I mean, when we left, this pandemic was just really getting big time. And so now all of a sudden, all of these things have changed. We're not going to have the tax resources coming in because businesses have been told they have to close. People are not out spending like they normally would because we've been told to stay home. So this has just really changed the whole landscape. So I'm hearing, and I think that next week we will be having a special session to deal with the budget.
That has been talked about, I know, numerous times. In fact, it was reported earlier this week here on the radio station that you guys would at least examine the idea of going into a meeting. Now, you had mentioned that no date had been set, no firm date had been set, but you anticipate it coming up next week sometime, correct?
Right. They're actually getting things set up because we will not travel to the Capitol like we normally would for a special session. We will be doing it at home. So we'll all be sitting at home in our offices or living rooms or wherever we put our computers, and we will be doing it that way. And there are a number of things that are going to happen. We do have rainy day funds available, thank goodness. And but we've talked about this quite a bit. We've had a number of phone calls, and some of the new budget items that we approved this last session will very likely just go away. You know, the people who were going to receive that money starting July 1st of this year be notified that it just will not be there. And even some of our old programs that have been going on and on and receive funding every year, they may be either cut or put on hold for another year. There's a number of things that we can do there. So there's going to be a lot of effects financially and for people throughout the state in businesses and nonprofits, et cetera.
Again, our guest right now is Representative Christine Watkins. Christine, a question for you. With you being a representative, what seems to be the most frequent question or concern that you are hearing from people that you represent?
Now it's been, how do I, as a small business owner, how do we get help? You know, they're in dire straits. They don't have any money coming in. They've got rent due. They've got utilities due. And so a lot of these small businesses, they're owned by our neighbors, and they don't know where to go to. And so we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about this coronavirus.utah.gov website. And this is still a very, very helpful and important place to go to. So if people go to that own small businesses, and so there are a lot of things that are available. Oh my gosh, any business with less than 500 employees, which is, most of them, including nonprofits and veteran organizations, tribal business concerns, self-employed people, and independent contractors, they can go to this coronavirus.utah.gov and do a backslash and do business, and it will take them to all of the programs that they can apply for help.
Christine, there were a couple of other topics that you and I did discuss off the cuff, and I want to get into one right now, and it's about the number of bills that were vetoed by Governor Gary Herbert. And this actually, it does put a little bit of responsibility and a little bit of work on your shoulders, correct?
Right. We had five bills, House bills. There weren't any Senate bills, just House bills that were vetoed by the governor. And I will tell you, it caught the sponsors of those bills by surprise, because they passed sometimes unanimously through the House and the Senate, and so everything looked really great. And then for some reason, the governor vetoed them without even asking the sponsors any questions, which was kind of frustrating for the sponsors. So each one of us as a legislator, whether we're in the House or the Senate, will be asked, do you want to do a veto override on this bill? Do you want to do a veto override on this bill? So there's five of them. And so if they get two-thirds of us to say, yes, we want to, then we will have another special session dealing with the override issue, and we'll talk about it, and then we'll vote, because we can override his veto, making it so that bill will go into law.
Let's end with this, Christine. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you wanted to make sure you put an emphasis on, or at least alert the people on?
Well, I think the biggest one is, if you're a business leader, please go to that website. If you have questions in your own personal life, go to that website. Of course, our medical people are working. I will tell you, our hospital is so prepared. If there's anything that should put people minds at rest or at ease, it's knowing that our medical facilities here are so totally prepared, and it looks like, and I'm hoping, like we may not need that. People have been so good here about staying put and being very, very careful and cautious. But I will tell you, our hospital is so prepared, and I'm so proud of them. And so if you need help, you can drive up. If you feel like you need to be tested, they'll test you. And we hope most people will go home to recuperate. But if you get in trouble, that hospital is ready, and they are prepared to help us if we get seriously ill.
Well, Christine, it is always fun to get you on, always informative as well. I really do appreciate the time today, and I know there's going to be a whole lot to talk about next week, so hopefully we can catch up again then.
You bet.
For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.